Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
When it comes to technology that makes your life easier, we're thinking of every mile. Like using the new Hyundai Palisade's available digital key on your compatible smartphone for when the hotel valet misplaces your key fob during a romantic mom and dad getaway at mile 13,459. It's your journey. Test drive the new Hyundai Palisade at your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio.
Good Monday morning to you, baseball people. 7th of August, big series all over the game. So much fun all weekend. Here on Beat the Streak Daily, though, we start by checking in on our guy, Patrick Corbin of the Nationals, my favorite pitcher in the league for our purposes. I wonder how his first inning went on Saturday in Philadelphia.
Down the left field line. That's got a chance. It is gone! A 3-run home run for Matt Dearling.
Carter there, I mean, the pitch was down, but it wasn't down and in. It was down middle.
Yeah, middle. That's where Patrick Corbin throws him. That's where Matt Dearling likes him. 3-run homer for that guy. Part of a 6-run barrage in the first against Corbin. He recorded 2 outs, gave up 5 hits and 6 runs, all earned. That'll leave a mark. Patrick Corbin's body is nothing but marks. He's now 4-16 with a 7.02 ERA. I just can't get enough of his suffering. I might be a terrible person. I'm Matt Spiegel. He is Ryan Porth along with me. Thanks for listening to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, even though I am a terrible person.
I have one thing to add on Patrick Corbin.
Yes, please.
He has a .385 batting average against in the first inning this season.
Oh, God.
75
in the first inning
with an OPS against of 1100.
Dude, it's just, you know what they should do then? You know what they should do? Start him in the second.
Yeah, they need an opener to start the Patrick Corbin games.
They should. I mean, what? Why not?
Look, the batting average drops from 385 to 322 in the second innings. So, that is some progress.
All right, so we need an opener and then another reliever in the second, and then have Corbin in the third. I mean, really, what the hell else is Washington doing with their season? Offense is everywhere, maybe most of all in Philly, where that team hit 14 homers in a four-game sweep of the Nats. Eight different Phillies went deep. Reese Hoskins homered in every game. You know what the Phillies did? They shoved it up the Nationals' giggy. Just completely up there. We always take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning. Our top streaker remains Sean, 36. He's at 43. He had a double down of Arizona's Ketel Marte. He went 1-for-3. And the White Sox, Tim Anderson, who did not play due to serving a suspension. That goes as a pass. So our top streaker went with a guy who was suspended. That's one way to do it. No chance he breaks your streak, I guess. On Saturday, by the way, Sean, 36, had enemy of the podcast, Nick Castellanos. The nerve.
Ball drops in for a hit. Castellanos drives in Real Muto. And it's an RBI single for Castellanos. Three straight hits.
Nick went 2-for-4 on Saturday for Sean, 36. Castellanos, by the way, he's got a hit in 5 of his last 6 games, 8 of his last 10. Maybe, Ryan, maybe now you'll consider Castellanos?
Do they even count when it's against the Nationals? Like, does Major League Baseball count those stats?
Only the ones against Corbin, apparently, because every run that has been scored is adding up to his 7 ERA. Second place on the BTS leaderboard is all the way back at 31. 12 games behind Sean, 36. There's a three-way tie at 31 for Spudson, Sparky, 37-37, and Beaufort Swing A's, which I will have to find out what it means. If he gets to 35, I'll give that some thought.
Kind of sounds like an Oakland A's fan, that would be your best friend.
Maybe he's my best friend. I'll look at the people he's picked. Maybe he's a big Chad Pinder guy. Our high mark on the season is Kyoshi Lotus, 26. Let's talk about what we learned yesterday and over the weekend. My God, sometimes the universe conspires to allow a moment of true beauty. And Daniel Vogelbach being asked to score from first on a double was that beauty.
And Canna smacks one toward left center field. That's an extra base hit up the gap. Alonso scores. Vogelbach lumbering to third. He's going to be waved around by Joey Cora. And there'll be no throw. Vogelbach scores all the way from first base. A 2-run double for Mark Canna, and it's 4-0 New York. Canna with a shot. 270 feet of magic from Daniel Vogelbach, and the Mets on a 4-1 lead.
The chuckle from Ron Darling in there is what really gets it for me. Watch it, folks, if you haven't seen it.
Did the Mets have to bench Vogelbach for the rest of the game? Did he have to go into the clubhouse to get an IV and some oxygen?
Oxygen for Vogelbach, and he will be back. He's been really good for them, actually. The Mets took 4 of 5 from the Braves, and Jacob deGrom was absurd. Struck out 13, perfect through 5. That dude is a stay away every time out, and the Mets are a force. A red-hot team in the National League Central getting a big lift from some non-Goldschmidts.
Arenado with a drive. In the deep left. It's at the wall. Gone! Into the Yankee bullpen. Busch Stadium erupts. 3-run homer. Arenado.
The 11th two-out home run by Nolan Arenado. 17th with men on of the 22 that he's hit. And it came on the first pitch for the third time this year.
If you don't have goosebumps right now, I think you're doing it wrong.
Those are a lot of very specific stats on Arenado, and some of them I think are even useful. Nolan Arenado said, on this homestand, we put it all together. 6-0. 7 straight wins overall for the Cardinals. A sweep of the Yankees capped off by that 12-run explosion where it was Arenado and Dylan Carlson and a returned and rejuvenated Paul DeJong carrying the load. The Brewers are in trouble. Padres, Dodgers all weekend, culminating in Sunday Night Baseball. The best in the West reminded everyone where they stand, and they did it on the back of their 9-hitter. Listen to Juan Soto mic'd up in right field as this long fly ball goes out to left center.
Those guys were wearing my favorite players. Stay here. Stay here. Stay here.
It did not stay here. Cody Bellinger out of the nine spot hits his 14th home run of the year, and the Dodgers lead it 1-0.
Yesterday, it was Max Muncy who snapped out of it with a home run, hitting 170. Right now, it is Cody Bellinger doing the same thing. This time, no one on, but it was a four-seam fastball that stayed right down the middle, and Cody Bellinger didn't try to do too much with it.
Fun TV having Juan Soto mic'd up there. Must be nice, by the way, for the Dodgers to have a nine hitter who won the MVP just a couple of years ago. It's just outrageous. The Dodgers scored eight against Sean Manaea in the first three innings Friday, delivered what Dave Roberts called an offensive clinic on Saturday, and then the 4-0 win Sunday night. Those two teams play nine more times before the season ends, and of course could meet in the playoffs, but it is the Dodgers division right now. Our picks are coming up next for a super light slate of games. Keep it here. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You know, you take care of your stuff because your stuff needs some maintenance. Well, sometimes your mind does as well. That's how our brains work. We got to take care of it and stay checked in. BetterHelp Online Therapy is a wonderful way for you to take care of your mind. I absolutely love therapy. It's been really helpful for me at numerous different times in my life, not just when I'm in trouble or feel like I need it, but also just to kind of stay on point and to stay locked in to the way I need to live my life. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, or even live chat-only therapy sessions. You don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to, and it is so much more affordable than in-person therapy. Check out BetterHelp.com/BTSDaily, because just like baseball is an everyday thing, so is your mental health. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BTSDaily. That's BetterHelp.com/BTSDaily. BetterHelp Online Therapy. Work on yourself. You deserve it. I don't really want to flip the switch from that baseball weekend. Astros, Guardians, Braves and Mets, Blue Jays and Twins, Yankees, Cardinals, Padres, Dodgers. But okay, those are all done. Seven games today. Just seven games. Is this the lightest slate of the season? What the hell, man? What do you want us to do, MLB? You want us to talk to our families? Are you crazy? Toronto's in Baltimore. That should be fun. Orioles trail for the final wild card by just two games. Ryan's Reds get to visit the Mets meat grinder at Citi Field. That should go well.
Yay!
Yankees come off that sweep in St. Louis. They go to Seattle. That actually should be pretty cool late night watching. There are no official stayaways from me today. There is nothing that merits it. Before I give you my daily double A, how about the fourth pick?
Yes, Speaks, there's not much to this one. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is on an 18-game hitting streak, and he's facing Orioles starter Jordan Lyles tonight. Lyles is in the 14th percentile for expected batting average, according to Baseball Savant. Vlad Jr. is in the 94th percentile for the same category. He's hitting over .330 over his last 52 games. And by the way, the top four on the hit probability chart tonight are all Blue Jays.
I didn't realize .330 in his last 52 games. He has found it. Good stuff. From the Porthinator, time for my daily double A. First one, analytical. One of the highest contact bats in the game. Guy who's had a terrible season, but's in a good spot now. David Fletcher. Frankly, it's the kind of name I expected to be saying when we started this pod. And he's a 91% contact rate bat, just above Luis Arraez in the top five. Now, we know that not all contact is good contact. Hell, Nick Madrigal is the guy ahead of Fletcher. But these guys can get hot in terms of it actually turning into hits. Fletcher is 8-for-25 since coming back after missing a couple months due to injury. And he gets Cole Irvin today. He's 8-for-15 lifetime against Cole Irvin, over a .500 batting average. Give me David Fletcher. And anecdotally, Juan Soto back home for the Padres crowd after that bummer of a series in L.A. He's had a hit in four of his five games as a Padre, not last night. I think he's going deep tonight for the home crowd against the Giants. We love that you listen to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. It drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. Please subscribe now to the show, wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you're playing the game. to have a chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that Vlad Jr., David Fletcher, and Juan Soto, and all your guys, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.